KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have a mostly cloudy sky. It's 28 degrees in Atlantic. We look for skies to be mostly sunny this afternoon. A high around 45. There is still a freeze warning in effect for the entire immediate listening area until 10 a.m. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The news is brought to you this hour by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. And in the news, one of the Iowans who doesn't think they'll be able to afford health insurance next year went to the State House on Friday to ask legislators for help and for some answers.
I don't care who gets it done. I just need it done.
That's 57-year-old Bill Zook of Ankeny, who earns too much to qualify for subsidies to buy insurance on the individual marketplace. On Monday, Governor Reynolds said Obamacare's complicated rules don't allow states to innovate, and she withdrew Iowa's stopgap plan that aimed to reduce premium hikes. Medica is the only insurance company left that will sell 2018 policies to the 22,000 Iowans who must buy on the individual market. Zook says that Medica will charge him $2,400 a month with a deductible of nearly $14,000. Adding on co-payments for office visits, Zook estimates he'd spend nearly $40,000 next year if he buys a Medica policy.
I don't know. You know, there's these Christian organizations, Medishare, those sorts of things that I've been researching. So, you know, here we are on almost November 1st, and, you know, I was waiting for the stopgap. I was waiting for people like these senators and representatives here for some solutions, and I don't know what I'm going to do.
Zook, who says he voted Republican, had hoped President Trump's recent executive order allowing companies to sell insurance across state lines might help, but he can't find any companies willing to send him a policy.
I'm confused where to go next. My insurance agency, I talked to him, and he said we move out of state.
Zook says it's not fair the public employees in Iowa get health care benefits while he may have to self-insure next year. Zook retired at the age of 55 after working in the retail industry. 6 months after he retired, Zook's former employer canceled health insurance benefits for all retirees. Zook said he was told by his former company that policies sold on the Obamacare exchange would be cheaper, but he says the Wellmark policies he bought were not cheap. Wellmark is not selling individual policies for 2018. Two Democratic lawmakers have proposed legislation creating a Medicaid-style health insurance plan for Iowans, but the proposal has virtually no chance in the Republican-controlled legislature. Senator Matt McCoy of Des Moines and Representative John Forbes of Urbandale released details Friday of so-called public option for people in the individual insurance market of the Affordable Care Act. It offers an additional subsidized insurance option in the marketplace. Separately, the legislation would return Iowa's privatized Medicaid program to a state-run system. McCoy and Forbes estimate about $200 million in savings, but didn't provide specifics to justify the estimate. The lawmakers say they expect changes to the bill, which they emphasized is an attempt to limit growing health care costs. The new plan wouldn't start until 2019 at the earliest. A spokeswoman for Governor Ken Reynolds dismissed the plan, saying it would cost hundreds of millions of dollars and not help people in need. Iowa's attorney general for the past year has been working with the attorney general of Illinois to investigate Purdue Pharma, the company that has marketed OxyContin. OxyContin is one of the pain medications at the center of the country's opioid epidemic. Iowa Attorney General Tom Miller says attorneys general from all 50 states are involved in one way or another in pursuing legal action against responsible parties in the pharmaceutical industry.
There's been a series of meetings recently with the industry in Chicago.
Federal prosecutors announced a criminal investigation of the Purdue Pharma company this week. 10 states have already filed lawsuits against drug makers. On Thursday, Miller, who is a Democrat, joined Iowa's Republican governor at a forum to examine the extent of the opioid epidemic in Iowa and what state policies could be changed to address it.
I'm a lawyer. I love math and statistics and complicated situations and solutions. But here, it's just so simple for me anyway.
Miller says opioid should be the pain remedy of last resort. He blasts pharmaceutical companies for downplaying the addictive nature of opioids.
We should only use opioids in very limited circumstances where nothing else works. We should use them with a lot of caution and respect and concern about addiction.
Latest federal statistics indicate 190 Americans die each day from an opioid overdose.
A friend of mine recently broke some ribs, which is a painful injury, and she took herself off opioids after 20 days. Her doctor wanted to give her a prescription for 30 days. I think there is growing evidence that in the 14 to 21 days of use of opioids is a real danger point for many, many people in addiction. But 30 days, what planet has that doctor been living in.
Dozens of lawsuits have been filed against drug makers and marketers accusing companies of downplaying the risks of addiction to and overdoses from pain medications. In 2007, Purdue Pharma and three of its executives pleaded guilty to misbranding OxyContin and paid $630 million in penalties. Earlier this week, a spokesman for the company said Purdue Pharma, quote, is committed to being part of the solution to our nation's opioid crisis. Republican Governor Kim Reynolds says legislators should explore passing a law that would shield drug users from prosecution if they seek help for someone who's overdosing. Three dozen states have enacted some form of a so-called Good Samaritan law.
This law immunizes other drug users from criminal prosecution if they call 911 when an overdose is occurring.
Reynolds hosted a forum on the opioid crisis Thursday. She said she wants to see more doctors use the state's prescription drug monitoring program, but she's not yet calling for a law that would require participation.
We'll work with the Iowa Board of Pharmacy and stakeholders to help improve participation in the program and identify ways to automatically notify prescribers and pharmacies when patients are exceeding reasonable doses.
Just 43% of the Iowans authorized to write prescriptions for opioids and other medications use the program today. The 9-year-old state system that monitors prescriptions and sends alerts about potential abuses is getting an upgrade in the next few months.
Modernizing the way that we use technology is critical to combating this deadly epidemic.
Reynolds said state officials were encouraged doctors to follow prescribing guidelines for opioid pain medications, but the governor opposes a new law that would limit how many pills a doctor can prescribe at one time.
Especially when you're looking at long-term diagnosis, cancer treatment, rural Iowa access issues.
The governor expects the use of statewide prescription monitoring system will grow after the technology is upgraded. Reynolds has declared this Opioid Awareness Week. She's talked publicly about her own battle with addiction to alcohol, and her 2018 re-election campaign has released a video in which the governor credits her family for supporting her as she chose sobriety. A new federal grant will help to spread awareness about prescription opioid abuse across Iowa. The grant will fund a statewide media campaign to educate teens and young adults about the dangers of misusing prescription drugs. Janet Nelson of the Iowa Department of Public Health says young people often think that if a drug is prescribed by a doctor, it can't be harmful.
There are a lot of gaps still to fill. In fact, what we're doing with this prevention grant is to continue to spread the word.
The grant will also help three counties, Polk, Jasper, and Scott, to develop additional strategies to reduce problems stemming from prescription opioid overabuse. And Nelson says those counties were chosen based on the rates of opioid-related deaths, treatment admissions, and youth survey results on misuse of prescription drugs.
We're targeting community members and hospitals and healthcare providers and especially prescribers to help reduce the amount of opioids that are getting prescribed. So it's a community effort.
The public health department will work with pharmacists and care providers to stop young people from receiving more pain pills than they need. And a state board has denied an Eastern Iowa hospital's request to buy equipment to use in radiation therapy, dealing a blow to plans for a $25 million cancer center. The State Health Facilities Council denied Mercy Medical Center Dubuque's request on Thursday. Councilmember Roger Thomas said the hospital's plan wasn't set to go yet. Mercy President and CEO Kay Takes says the plan for the center won't be abandoned. The facility will be a partnership, or would be, between Mercy and Medical Associates Clinic. Officials had hoped to open the center in 2019 or 2020. Eric Engelman of the Medical Associates Clinic says the cancer center would provide all cancer services in one location. Unity Point Health Findlay Hospital officials argue that they are already providing the necessary services at the Wendt Cancer Center. And every successful business has a business cycle, and eventually that business will need to transition to a new business cycle or begin to decline. A farm or ag-based business with an effective plan for the future can have a positive start in the next business cycle. To help women involved in agriculture plan for a future farm transition, Shelby County Extension is offering Managing for Today and Tomorrow, and that'll begin November 2nd in Harlan. The course will be held on Thursday nights, November 2nd, 9th, 16th, 30th, and December 7th, from 6 until 9 p.m. at the Shelby County Extension office in Harlan. Topics will include planning for a successful retirement, family and business finances, estate planning terms, and method of transfer. A light meal will be served before the program at 5:45 on those nights. The cost for the course is $75. Pre-registration is required. If you'd like to register online, visit the event calendar and the Shelby County Extension website. There is a link to that under this same story on our news page at KJAN.com. Registration forms are also available at the Extension office to register by paper mail. You can contact the Shelby County Extension office with questions by calling 712-755-3104. That is a check of our news brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Rick Henson reporting.